Curtain time, and then at 7:30, be sure to listen to Truth or Consequences. Who is Mrs. Hush?
Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents
Curtain Time!
The makers of Milky Way candy bars welcome you to Curtain Time. The smart set is greeting the Ides of March tonight by attending the new play. And here, as you may expect at an opening night, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what's the advance information on tonight's play?
It's very romantic, John, and I'm sure you'll like it. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center, seats 7 and 8.
Ah, these are excellent seats. But the lights will be dimmed in a moment, so let's glance through the program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Milky Way Players, are starred tonight in A Bridge for Martha. Mr. Elders is cast as Miles Ramsey, and Miss Sargent is heard as Martha Sheldon.
Curtain time!
So there's the call for the first act of A Bridge for Martha.
Curtain time!
The scene is the drawing room of the Sheldon Mansion. It is late afternoon, and Martha Sheldon is seated at the piano, while her mother sits nearby, knitting.
That's very pretty, Martha.
Thank you, Mother.
What is it, my dear?
It's Mozart.
Oh, I like it very much. But why are you stopping?
Mother, I want to talk to you. I want to get a job.
Oh, dear, must we talk about that?
Mother, I'm sure I can do very well playing the piano.
Well, I'm sure you can too, dear, except that I'm not going to let you. And that's final.
But, Mother, we haven't a penny. We haven't done a thing to support ourselves since Father
Martha,
died.
Martha, I assure you
We've eaten so far into our principal that it won't be very long before...
Dear, yes, I know. But will you please ring for Digby? I'd like a cup of hot water.
Oh, all right.
You know, Martha, I've been thinking that you'll very likely marry Harold Judson.
I am not going to marry Harold Judson, and if you think his money can possibly... Oh, Mother, honestly.
Goodness me, but you are a strange one.
Well, I don't see how.
Well, you play the piano so sweetly, Martha, and yet when you talk, you're sometimes so violent.
I believe you rang for me, Miss Martha.
Yes, Digby. Mother would like a cup of hot water.
Oh, yes, miss.
And Digby, while you're here, will you try to open one of the west windows? It's a little stuffy in here.
Well, I'll try, miss, but I'm afraid they're still stuck.
Really, I suppose we should do something about them.
I'm afraid I can't open them, miss.
Well, then hurry and get my hot water, Digby.
Very good, ma'am. I shall also let Mr. Judson in.
Oh, dear.
Digby, did you say Mr. Judson's here?
Yes, ma'am. I saw him coming up the walk.
Oh, Martha, hurry. Play some more of that nice Mozart.
Oh, well, all right, but why?
Well, it's very impressive when one enters the room to see a lovely girl at the piano.
If you mean that I'm supposed to impress Harold Judson, I don't want to.
Now, my dear.
Besides, he's such a horrible bore.
Martha, now I like Harold very much. And besides,
he's very rich.
My dear, you make a very pretty picture.
Well, well, well. Good afternoon, my dear Mrs. Sheldon. And how are you? I certainly hope you're feeling better.
Well, I regret to say that I'm not, Harold, but you're so considerate. Do be seated.
Oh, thank you, but not before I say hello to Martha. Hello, Martha.
Hello.
Oh, my, but you look beautiful at the piano. And you're playing Beethoven, too. Now, don't tell me what it is.
Mozart.
Oh, yes, why, of course.
And there's no use pretending. Everyone knows you're tone deaf.
Why, Martha, really? Harold may be tone deaf, but, well, he has other virtues.
You mean the kind one can count, Mother?
Well, now, if you're speaking of my ability as a lawyer, Mrs. Sheldon, a very interesting case came up in our office just today. A certain parcel of property belonged to a man whom I shall call A.
Oh, Harold, but... that's very interesting.
Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry, Martha. I get so carried away with my work that... Well, I guess I should have some diversions.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps if I had... if I had someone to work for, I...
Your cup of hot water, ma'am.
Oh, thank you, Digby.
Is there anything else, ma'am?
No, that'll be all, Digby.
Very good, ma'am.
Harold, let's see if we can open one of these west windows. They're stuck.
Oh, why, yes, yes, of course.
Now, Harold, now do be careful of your back.
Oh, I won't hurt it, Mrs. Sheldon, not at all.
Are you ready, Harold?
Martha, you stand back. I can do this by myself. Well, yeah. Oh. Well, it is stuck, isn't it? Martha, perhaps if you did give me a hand, I could,
I'm all set.
Very well. Now? Well, I guess it's really stuck.
Martha, it's not very nice to put Harold to work like that.
Oh, my, my, my. One certainly gets a beautiful view from this window.
Yes, it's lovely.
Mm-hmm. The lake and the trees and the lawn. You know, it would be a real pleasure to come home to a place like this after a hard day at the office.
You mean at 3:30 in the afternoon?
Well, it...
Harold, I want to talk to you.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Sheldon.
As you know, this is the only large estate still left within the city limits.
Well, of course, you've had it such a long time.
And we may lose it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, but it's true. And I'm just a poor, sick old woman.
Oh, Mother.
Martha, please. Martha's such a child, Harold, and between us we don't have a single grain of business sense. We just aren't used to practical things.
Oh, really, I wish...
Well, now, Martha, what this house needs is a man. A man who can watch over you. Both of you, that is.
Oh, why, Harold, what a brilliant idea.
Mother, if you'll excuse me.
Martha, where are you going?
I'm going out on the porch. I don't care to be around when you ring up the sale. I never heard of anything like it. We just aren't used to practical things. My own mother expecting to marry me off so that... Oh, dear. Well, at least it's nice out here. There's no dirt, no traffic. Even though we're living in the city, it's just like living in the country. Good heavens! Who are those men? Why, they're standing right in the middle of Mother's petunia bed.
Hey, Miles, there's a dame up there on the porch waving at us.
Look, chick, according to an earlier survey, there's a benchmark around here someplace.
She looks pretty mad.
Who's mad?
That dame. I told you we should have got permission to come in here.
Bring me over the level, will you, chick?
She's heading this way.
Even if we haven't found the benchmark, we can take a backside from here.
You men, what are you doing there?
She wants to know what we're doing.
Come on, chick, get the level. We don't have time to chew the fat with any females.
Well, she's got different ideas.
Will you please tell me who gave you permission to trespass on our property?
Well...
Will you please get out of the petunia bed?
Oh, I'm sorry, but...
Never mind being sorry. Just go.
But we're running a line through here.
You get off our property at once, or I'll call the police.
Now, lady...
And what do you mean, you're running a line through here?
Well, we're making a survey for a road.
Haven't you heard of the Lake Drive extension?
I have not. And you two can just take yourself and...
Look, miss, this is all quite simple, if you'll just give me a chance to explain.
Very well. Just what is this all about?
Well, the state legislature has voted funds for the extension of Lake Drive.
Yeah, and we're plotting the road.
Really?
In a few weeks, we'll be building a road through here. It'll relieve the traffic congestion further inland.
You don't say.
And right over there, ma'am, right across that little inlet, Miles is going to build a suspension bridge.
Not much to get excited about, is it?
Well, it certainly is. Who told you could build a road through here?
Well, now...
Neither my mother nor I have been asked about it, and we won't allow it. You can go tell your state legislature that...
No, not so fast. Perhaps if you cool off, we can go someplace and talk this over.
I still say you're trespassers.
Well, maybe we were sort of impolite barging in here like this, but...
I know.
What?
It would be a very good idea if you did come to the house. My fiancé is there. He's a lawyer, and he'll tell you just how far you can go with this silly old road of yours.
It's a good idea. Come on, chick.
Check.
And please don't step on the petunias.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent with the Milky Way Players. And now, John Weigel.
We all like to come back for more of a treat we especially appreciate.
And one little luxury that candy lovers can enjoy again and again is the delightful taste of a Milky Way candy bar. Every time you bite into a Milky Way, you enjoy the same thrilling flavor combination. A thick milk chocolate coating, a golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and a soft chocolate nougat center, richly flavored with real malted milk. Together, the milk chocolate, creamy caramel, and soft nougat make every bite of a Milky Way a real taste treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
There's the call for the second act of A Bridge for Martha, brought to you by the Milky Way Players. When Martha Sheldon discovered that Miles Ramsey was going to build a road through the Sheldon property, she invited him into the house to meet Harold Judson, a lawyer whom she said was her fiancé. Now, a few moments later, Martha, with Miles and Chick, enters the drawing room of the Sheldon home.
Harold, I want you to tell these two men...
Oh, Martha, there you are.
Father, where's Harold?
Well, dear me, you didn't expect him to stay after... Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Mother, these men are engineers.
Well, then, introduce us and ring for Digby, dear. It's time for tea.
Well, I...
Your daughter didn't bother finding out our names. I'm Miles Ramsey,
yeah,
and...
How do you do?
This is Chick Williams.
Hi.
I'm charmed, I assure you.
Oh, Mother.
I'm Mrs. Sheldon, and this is my daughter, Martha.
Mother, these men are trespassers, and I wanted Harold to do something about it.
You know, something legal?
Well, now, I...
Begging your pardon, ma'am, but you rang?
Yes, Digby, it's time for tea.
Very good, ma'am.
Now, gentlemen, if you'll just sit down.
Thank you.
Now, about this trespassing...
Mother, they want to build a road that will be an extension of Lake Dry through our property.
Oh? But that's impossible.
I don't think so, Mrs. Sheldon.
Tell her, Miles.
Can't you see, Mother, that...
Excuse me, Miss Sheldon. But you and your mother must realize that traffic conditions are getting steadily worse. And as more and more cars appear on the streets, there must be some way to facilitate quick movement through the city.
Honestly, is that all you can think of?
Do you mean that you rip up the grass and tear down trees just to build this road?
It seems to me that people go fast enough now.
Dear me, a road right through our beautiful estate.
Yes, Mr. Ramsey. Have you no idea of beauty?
Well, I think I have, Miss Sheldon.
Tea is ready, ma'am. Will you pour?
Yes, Digby.
Oh, very good, ma'am.
Now, about the road, Miss Sheldon.
How many lumps, Mr. Ramsey?
Why, two, please.
Two. Mr. Ramsey, I hope you won't think I'm a show-off.
Oh, of course not.
Don't you think this is the most charming chinaware?
Oh, Mother.
But, my dear, it was one of your father's favorites. Mr. Sheldon was a collector of fine chinaware, Mr. Ramsey.
Oh, I see.
Mother, if we can just stick to the subject.
But, Martha, I've said I won't permit the road to be built, and that's all I have to say. There you are, Mr. Ramsey.
Thank you.
And how many lumps for you, Mr. Thomas?
Well, could you spare three, maybe?
Three?
Yeah, I got a sweet tooth.
You see, Miss Sheldon, there's a law called the right of eminent domain.
I don't know what that is.
Well, if the public needs some property for a road or something of that sort, it has the right to take it.
Just like that?
Well, a fair price must be paid for the property, Mrs. Sheldon. And, of course, that's what's going to happen, whether you like it or not.
Oh, no, it's not.
If you think we're going to have picnickers all over our front lawn...
And gasoline fumes coming through the windows...
Come on, Miles, say something.
Mr. Ramsey, although an engineer may not consider this house, well, very useful, it is nevertheless a thing of beauty.
I admit that.
Now, if there's any way of keeping the public off our property, young man, we'll find that way.
We certainly will. I wonder, do you understand what I mean when I say that something that's beautiful must be preserved?
Oh, of course. Hey.
Miles, watch the teacup.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Sheldon, but it slipped out of my hand.
It's the very best piece of china I own.
Oh, clumsy old.
Please, Miss Sheldon, I'll replace it.
That's exactly where you're mistaken. That teacup can't be replaced. It's unique.
Just like this house, Mr. Ramsey, and the grounds around it. And that's exactly why we won't let you build a road through this property. What's more, this property is ours, every square inch of it.
Miss Sheldon, you're talking like a snob.
Mr. Ramsey, you're talking like an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Chick, I've looked all over this fool office for the design for those gusset plates. Have you got it?
Nope. Maybe Ed Murphy's checking the safety factor against the design.
Oh, nuts.
Hey, what's eating you?
Oh, nothing. I just want to get that road finished and the bridge up.
Oh, yeah?
See here, Chick, you've been lying down on the job.
Now, look, honey bunch, the way I've been working, I haven't had time to lie down on anything, not even a bed.
Well...
Ever since you met that Sheldon dame, you've been blowing your top.
Just a minute, Chick.
Brother, that biscuit made you madder than a surveyor with a shrunk tape.
Well, I guess I did sort of lose my temper.
And maybe that's not all.
Chick, I've been thinking.
Well, then cut it out before it gets you.
She's right. Engineers, especially us civil engineers, are a pretty crude bunch. Personally, well, I've never really been exposed very much to...
Culture? Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah.
Look, Miles, maybe that's so. Still, there's nobody can build a better bridge than you can, and don't forget it.
Come in.
Oh, is one of you men Miles Ramsey?
I am.
Yes. Well, I'm Harold Judson of Judson, Judson, Brown & Judson, attorneys.
How did Brown sneak in there?
Mr. Ramsey, may I speak to you alone?
You can say anything you want to in front of Chick. He's my assistant.
Well, this is quite confidential, however.
Well, okay, Chick, beat it.
Sure, but look, bud.
Yes?
Which Judson are you?
Oh, why, I'm the third Judson.
Well, that's great, Junior. Keep punching, and maybe someday you might make that number two slot.
Why? Well, of all the nerve, I've...
What's on your mind, Mr. Judson?
I'm a friend of Martha Sheldon's.
Oh, you must be the fellow she said she was engaged to.
You mean she said that?
What is it you want to see me about?
Hmm? Oh, well, it's that road you want to build through the Sheldon estate.
Go on.
Well, I've checked the tentative route of the new road.
And?
Well, Martha, her mother, and I have an alternate plan for both the road and the bridge.
See here, Judson, I laid out the plans for the Lake Drive extension.
Oh, yes, but...
It's the most direct plan and the cheapest. It's also in the best interests of the citizens of this city.
Nevertheless, well, Mrs. Sheldon has a great deal of influence, and if certain officials in the State Highway Department were to know of the undue hardship she's suffering because of all of this, the road might be diverted.
Come on, Judson, quit kidding. In plain English, what's your proposition?
Well, now, you're quite blunt.
Let's have it.
Well, Mr. Ramsey, we propose that you find a way to bypass the Sheldon estate.
Why?
Well, it just happens that I own quite a bit of property just east of the Sheldon estate.
Oh.
Now, if you run the road through my property, well, I'd be more than willing to rebate a portion of the money I receive from the state.
Then you propose that if I divert this road through your property, you'll give me some of the money you get for it, right?
Well, if you want to put it that way.
In other words, this is a bribe.
Oh, now, Mr. Ramsey, I didn't say that.
Judson, if I understand that legal double talk of yours, you said I can play ball or you'll get my job.
No, Mr. Ramsey, I said...
Look, you, my name may not be in the social register, but I know the difference between honesty and dishonesty. And for 2 cents,
well,
I...
Now, Mr. Ramsey...
Get out of here, Judson.
Well,
before I forget, I used to be a combat engineer. Hello, Miss Sheldon?
Yes?
This is Miles Ramsey, Miss Sheldon. I called you because there's one thing I just have to know. Did you send your friend Judson to see me?
Why, of course.
Oh.
We suggested that he talk to you, naturally.
And like the spoiled child you are, you think you can buy me, too, the way you've bought everything else.
Oh, but Mr. Ramsey, Miles...
Miss Sheldon, you can take your bribe and put it under glass, right next to your culture. As far as I'm concerned, they're both phony.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent with the Milky Way players, here is John Weigel.
During the week, we all stop often to relax and enjoy ourselves for a few moments. And one little treat that always means truly delightful relaxation is the taste treat of a Milky Way candy bar. Every bite of a Milky Way is luscious. From the moment you first open the crisp wrapper and notice the enticing scent of fine, pure milk chocolate. Then, with each bite, your teeth sink through the thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the soft chocolate nougat center, richly flavored with real malted milk. All melt together in each enjoyable mouthful to give you that rare taste blend found only in a Milky Way. When you crave good candy,
eat a Milky Way.
Good time!
There's the call for the third act of A Bridge for Martha, brought to you by the Milky Way Players. When Harold Judson tried to bribe Miles Ramsey to change the course of the proposed road through the Sheldon estate, Miles immediately called Martha Sheldon to see whether she had anything to do with Judson's visit. Now, a moment or two after Miles angrily hung up the telephone receiver, Martha goes into the living room.
Mother.
Oh, goodness, child, you're white as a sheet.
Mother, did you suggest that Harold try to bribe Miles Ramsey?
Why, Martha, whatever put such an idea into your head?
Mother, did you suggest that to Harold?
No. Not exactly. But Harold's land's practically useless, and we thought...
You'd persuade Miles to change the route of the road so that Harold could make a few dollars.
Well, it would also save our property, Martha.
I suppose you also suggested that Harold offer Miles some money?
My dear, you as much as said yourself that the man's a boor. Really, the way he handled his teacup.
Mother, you don't judge a man's character by the way he handles his teacup.
Please, Martha. Please, I'll have you remember that I'm a sick woman.
Oh, you're no more sick than I am.
Why, of all things?
Miles was right, Mother. We are snobs.
Young lady, you're trying my patience.
And you've tried my patience long enough. Now I'm going to get myself a man.
But, Chick, are you sure Miles won't see me?
Positive, Miss Sheldon.
But if I could only explain things to him.
Well, there's no use hanging around the office. Besides, right now he's out with the road gang.
Chick, suppose I went out there to see him.
Wouldn't help a bit. You see, Miss Sheldon?
Yes.
Well, Miles has worked for everything he's ever had. And he's an A-number one engineer, too. That's why it hurt him so much when you folks tried to buy him off.
But that wasn't my idea. Mother arranged everything. I didn't have a thing to do with it.
Now, look, sister, are you on the level?
Cross my heart and hope to die.
You know, Miss Sheldon?
My name's Martha.
Okay, Martha. I think you're giving it to me straight. Come on, kid. Let's have tea with the road gang. Hey, Miles, we got company.
Okay, I'll be free in a couple of minutes, and then I'll...
Oh, it's you.
Miles, I want to talk to you.
Well, that'd be fine if we had anything to talk about.
Please, Miles, I know the way you feel about Harold's visit.
Are you sure about that?
Listen to her, boss.
There happens to be something you don't know.
Oh, I get it. You came here to up the bribe.
What?
Oh, for the love of Pete.
Look, the road goes through the Sheldon estate exactly the way it was originally planned. That's all there is to it. We tried to handle things politely, but that didn't work, so we had to get tough.
And you are tough, aren't you?
Well?
Believe me, Mr. Ramsey, I'm sorry I bothered you. Chick can tell you why I came. And you can build your road through our estate.
It's very nice of you.
But I certainly hope I never see you again. Not as long as I live.
Come on, come on, open up.
I beg your pardon.
Look, Digby, is Miss Sheldon at home? I've got to talk to her.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but Miss Sheldon has left the city.
She's left the city?
Yes, sir. She was quite upset because of certain things that have happened lately, and so she...
Digby, where'd she go?
Well, sir, I'm not at liberty to divulge Miss Sheldon's whereabouts.
Oh, nuts. Then when'll she be back?
Well, perhaps when the road... That is, when certain things are finished.
Did she leave any message for me?
No, sir. Miss Sheldon left very suddenly.
Okay, I guess that's that.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Digby.
Well, that's quite all right, sir. Good day.
Well, I guess I sure messed that up. Oh, maybe I better try to forget the whole thing and go back to work. If I could only...
Well, if it isn't our hard-boiled engineer.
That's right, Judson.
I suppose you know that Martha's gone away.
I do.
Yes, and all because of that road of yours.
That's so?
It certainly is. Really, I don't see why I should be punished because of something you did.
You know, Judson... There's something I forgot to do the last time I saw you.
Oh? What?
Punch that stupid face of yours. No!
Nice night, huh, Miles?
I guess it'll do. Well, Chick, A road and bridge will be open tomorrow.
That's right.
I'm glad the darn thing's finished. Well, I'll see you.
Where are you going now?
Oh, for a walk.
Want me to come along?
Well, Chick, if you don't mind, I
get it, Garbo. But say, why don't you go take a gander at the bridge?
Maybe I will.
It ought to look pretty in all the moonlight.
Okay, Chick. See you tomorrow.
Right, Miles. I'll be here early.
Oh, darn it. Why can't a guy patch things up? If I could just see her, show her the road and the bridge, then maybe...
Miles!
Martha, what are you doing here?
Well, I planned to come back when the road was finished, and then and the money Mother and I received from the state has helped us a lot.
Martha, I've been a terrible sap. You must hate me.
Miles, I've been looking at the bridge. What kind is it?
It's a suspension bridge. But, Martha...
And you desire...
The thing I want to say is that...
Don't say anything, Miles. Just look at the bridge in the moonlight. The road.
Martha, there's something you've got to understand about engineers.
I think I know already.
That bridge. Well, people use it, and that makes it good. But it's also beautiful.
Yes.
It's not as great as a painting by Rembrandt or a symphony by Mozart, but... Well, there's something of me in it. That's why I had to get it done.
Oh, it's lovely, Miles. In a way, it reminds me of Mozart. It's simple, and yet underneath it, it has great strength.
It reminds me of you, Martha.
Of me?
I think I built it for you. The way some other man might write a sonnet to the woman he loves.
Oh, Miles.
Like you, it has grace and meaning and competence.
Oh, really? This is quite overwhelming. But the bridge, I fell in love with it the minute I saw it.
And I fell in love with you the minute I saw you. And then when I thought I'd lost you...
Oh, no.
Chick told me you had nothing to do with the bride, Martha, and... Oh, darling.
Oh, Miles.
Hey, Miles, where are you? Hey, I've been looking all over for you. Well, now, how do you like that? Now, that's a clinch if I ever saw one.
Oh, go away, Chuck.
Yeah, Chick, beat it.
The curtain falls on the last act of A Bridge for Martha, another Curtain Time play brought to you by the makers of Milky Way Candy Bar. Tonight, Curtain Time starred Harry Elders as Miles Ramsey and Nanette Sargent as Martha Sheldon. Hope Summers, Sidney Ellstrom, George Caesar, and Howard Hoffman were heard in the supporting roles. The script was by Perry Wolfe. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. And now our stars with a word about next week's play.
First, Pat, I'd like, on behalf of the makers of Milky Way candy bars and the cast of Curtain Time, to offer congratulations to the Girl Scouts on their 35th birthday.
And let me add, Nanette, the Girl Scouts' very apt and timely slogan, Better Citizens Build a Better World.
An excellent slogan, Harry. But now, about next week's play.
Well, Pat, next week I'm a lawyer.
And a persistent one, too.
All of which adds up to a very amusing comedy called Wanted, a Name.
Well, I'll be sure to be here for it. Thanks and good night, Nanette Sargent and Harry Elders.
Good night, Pat.
Good night.
Now I join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after-theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Milky Way candy bars present...
Good Time!
Each week, Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Chicago, WMAQ. 7 p.m. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. Bulova, Gift of a Lifetime. Keep tuned to this station for the premiere of Your Favorite Story. That's tonight at 10 o'clock over Chicago WMAQ.
It starts with D and ends with T. That's Dreft, the greatest suds discovery in 2,000 years.